Chapter 2. Saved from the ocean. I found myself underwater. It was very cold, and I tried hard to get to the top and breathe. When my head was finally above the waves, I saw that the Abraham Lincoln was more than 100 feet away.
Help! Help!
No one could hear me. My clothes felt heavy in the water. I felt something touch me on the leg. I was terrified. I thought it was a shark, or even the monster.
Sir, are you all right, sir?
Thank God. It was my faithful assistant, Conseil.
Conseil, my boy, what are you doing here?
When I saw you fall into the water, sir, I felt it was my duty to follow you.
But why did you risk your life to save mine?
Your life, sir, is more important than mine.
Thank you. You are a true friend. But what happened to the ship?
I'm afraid the whale hit the ship, sir. It can't turn around.
It was true. The Abraham Lincoln moved away from us. It couldn't turn back. It was dark, and we knew that we had to stay in the water for the night. We hoped that in the morning, someone from the ship could see us, if we were still alive. We were tired. We tried to help each other swim. The moon came out from behind the clouds, and we saw that the Abraham Lincoln was too far away. Just then, we felt we couldn't swim any longer. At that moment, I touched something hard. I thought it was a rock, but then I realized it was metal. Conseil and I held onto it, and then we heard a voice.
Hey, hey! Over here!
It was Ned Land's voice, but we couldn't see him. We tried to move onto this strange metal object to get close to him.
It's me, Ned! Ned Land!
Did you fall into the water too?
I sure did, and it was a good thing I landed on this. I landed on the monster.
Monster? You mean we're on the monster?
Yes, and it's moving. Only it's no monster. It's a ship.
He was right. What all of us thought was a large whale was a 300-foot-long underwater ship. Ned sat on a platform which was on top of the ship. We knocked on the ship's sides, but they were too thick, and no one heard us. We heard the noise of the ship's engine.
I only hope it doesn't go under the water.
The mysterious ship began to sink before Ned finished his sentence.
Help!
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 Suddenly, the ship stopped sinking. A short man in strange black clothes opened a secret door on the top of the ship. When he saw us, he ran back inside, frightened. 2 minutes later, six large men with black masks came out, took us by the arms, and took us down inside the ship.